Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Sean Broderick. He is the resource analyst over at Weiss Ratings, also covers a wide range of sectors, which I know a lot of our listeners that tune in regularly know that Sean and I can bounce kind of all over from market to market. But Sean, we're going to start off with what seems to be on the headlines and on all traders' minds. This is the inflation trade. We have been getting some higher inflation data. Everyone's looking at the Fed to see if they're going to do anything to try to slow inflation, but looks like the Fed is more than happy to have inflation continue to move higher. However, when you have this inflation trade, we are seeing some sectors benefit and some get hit. Some of the sectors that are getting hit, much like the growth sector, which I've already talked about today. Sean, what's your takeaway from this inflation trade? Right now, on everyone's mind, inflation's rising, but it hasn't gotten out of hand to the upside.
Yeah, hasn't gotten out of hand yet. Well, we saw U.S. headline inflation, which is the stuff that includes food and energy and the other volatile things, that rose to a 12-month high in March, which was 2.6%. Okay, we get inflation data again this Wednesday, and that's why the market is so focused on inflation, because they're worried what that if it's harder than the March numbers, then you're going to see, or you could see, kind of a freak out there. So we'll have to see what happens. The Fed says it's not worried about inflation, says that it's just short term, transitory, because of people coming out of isolation and they have money that they haven't spent. So maybe they're right. Then again, one thing that we have seen a change in the Biden administration compared to the previous administration is they're trying to give more money to people lower down the income scale, to working people, poor people, stuff like that. And that money gets spent. And so if they're doing more of that and more money's getting out there and those people are spending it and this continues for a while, then that means more economic activity, which is a good thing, but it probably is also means more inflation. Now, we just saw Brainard from the Fed come out and say the Fed can afford to just take it easy and not worry about inflation. And so maybe that's true. Then again, if they get some news, maybe not tomorrow, but in the near future, that they can't ignore anymore, they might have to do something. A lot of it is like, what's the market confidence in the Fed? Does the market believe the Fed can actually handle any inflationary pressures, that kind of thing? As long as the Fed keeps the market convinced that they can handle it, then pretty much they don't have to do anything. They can just kind of lean on things, not actually yank things higher, right? So maybe that'll happen, maybe not, but you can see why the market is confused right now. We have to combine that with the fact that stocks have been on a run since the March lows of last year, just on a tear, ripping higher. And normally we have like a couple 5% corrections during a year. We usually have 2-10% corrections in a year. We haven't had any of that. So any correction we get comes from overbought levels. Of course these things are puffed up full of air. Of course they're going to pull back. So I'm happy to see a pullback, because nothing goes in a straight line. You need things to come back a little bit. Maybe you can find better, entry points into things you want. So you have this combination of things going on right now, and that makes for a volatile market. We'll just have to see how it works out.
It does make for a volatile market. And you know what? These markets did start to top a number of weeks ago, and now we are getting a general pullback. Remember, the last time we did have a pullback, to your point, Sean, was over a year ago, and that's when we were hitting circuit breakers on the way down. That was violent. This pullback has not been anywhere near as violent as that washout. And that's why I think maybe some investors can look at it and say, well, this could be another buy the dip mentality, because there haven't been many dips. Where are you seeing that rotation, though, within these markets? Because there's still a lot of money in the markets. It's still rotating. It's just moving into some different sectors right now. Where are the sweet spots in your eye?
Right. Well, you're certainly seeing money move out of tech right now. But what's really scooping it up, at least in my portfolios, would be the industrial metals. I mean, and also precious metals as well. We can't leave those out. I have some precious metal stocks that are doing very, very well. But if you look at things like steel and copper and aluminum, any of those stocks that are leveraged to those underlying metals, they're doing great, you know, and we keep seeing copper hit new highs. Iron in like China on Monday, iron jumped by so much people thought it was a mistake. You know, iron can't do that. Well, iron did. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on. And also keep an eye on the energy sector. We have a few energy stocks that are working out very, very well. So many people were quite willing to write off energy for dead due to the pandemic, which is now hopefully in the rearview mirror, and due to electric vehicles and stuff. But no, there's a lot more life in that sector and a lot coming back. And so we have stocks in there that are doing really, really good. One last thing I'll add is something that has been working out for it is cybersecurity. Now, we weren't part of the latest thing to shut down the Continental Pipeline, but it sure worked in our favor, you know. There's probably going to be more things like that. Having some cybersecurity stocks in your portfolio, even though they're tech and even though tech is out of favor right now, that is not a bad thing to do. That's probably going to be something that you see play out thematically over the course of the year.
So to your point about commodities here, Sean, we've seen kind of that rotation within commodities over the last year now. In the start, a year ago, we started to see precious metals run again. And then over the last 7 to 8 months, those were correcting. But then money was been flowing into the base metals. And as you said, iron and even copper, it's almost a straight up move. Do you see some of these base metals getting a little overheated right now? That money might flow into precious metals. How are you balancing out the real discrepancy between how different metals have moved?
Yeah, I mean, I am taking half profits here and there. You know, I mean, if you can book a 30, 40, 50% gain and just on half the position, then let the rest ride. You know, I'll do that over and over and over again. One of the things you and I are speaking on a Tuesday, one of the things that's actually leading things higher for us is Summit Materials. What do they make? They make stuff for roads, you know, and what is that? That's an infrastructure play. People can see infrastructure spending on metals, on gravel, on all the infrastructure, on all the infrastructure stuff is really going to be probably quite hot this year going forward. And so I don't think it's a top in any of those things right now. I mean, you could take gains, and there's never anything wrong with taking gains. It's always a good thing to do. Don't worry about missing out because there's always a pullback. But I think things could run much higher from here simply because we see, we saw a 6.4% growth in the U.S. in the first quarter, probably going to continue to have maybe not numbers that high, but pretty good numbers. And China, they're having pretty good growth. Other places around the world, things are heating up. And as this heats up, well, let me just put it this way. Keep an eye on copper. Dr. Copper takes the health of the global economy, right? And right now, Dr. Copper is telling us that things want to go higher. You know, how high is it going to go? I don't know, but I keep seeing Bank of America and these other analysts raising their forecasts on how high they think copper can go and going up and up and up because there could be a real supply demand squeeze. I'm not saying we're going to run out, but, you know, as prices get squeezed higher, that's how you resolve these supply situations is by price. And I think copper could go a lot higher. And that's great news for anybody that's in the copper mining business.
Sean, do investors in commodities need to be worried that if the pullback, right now at least, for U.S. markets picks up steam and investors get a bit more worried that that could drag down the commodities, at least in the short term?
Yeah, well, certainly it could because when you have to sell, you don't sell what you want, you sell what you can. And what you can probably sell is, things that are linked to the commodity boom. You'll always have a buyer for those. So yeah, that could definitely pull those things down. People should be wary of that. But I can tell you that in our Wealth Megatrends newsletter, and I'm not trying to promote one newsletter or like another, you know, I have four of them anyway. But what that does is it's really riding the big megatrends, including the commodity megatrends, but it concentrates on stocks of companies that pay dividends and, more importantly, raise dividends. So if you're worried about what's going on in this market and you think there's going to pull back, and there's always a pullback, look for natural resource leverage companies that pay dividends and raise those dividends. And the reason is because research has shown that those stocks tend to outperform the markets in good times and especially bad. They may not be the highest flyers. They'll be outpaced by other things, but they outperform. And when the pullbacks come, they have that cushion. So if you're really worried about what's going on in this market, buy a stock that pays a dividend and raises the dividend, and you'll be okay. This is not a time to be out of the market sitting on your hands. I know some people are thinking, sell in May and stay away. Well, yeah, normally, maybe, but we just came out of a pandemic. It's probably going to be a very different year. A lot of people weren't able to spend money for quite some time, and now they can. Plus, with the economic growth we're having, more people will have money and they'll want to spend that. Could change the game for this year going forward simply because of that one factor. There are other factors at play too, but that's how I'm playing it.
All right, John, very interesting. Final comments. Let's quickly touch on the cannabis sector, because cannabis stocks have gone through a bit of a correction, but they have rebounded in April, might have put in a bottom there, or who knows, maybe it's just a bit of a dead cat bounce. Either way, cannabis stocks have been doing well, especially the ones in the U.S. compared to Canada. How are you playing the cannabis sector right now?
Yeah, well, I wish I'd owned Harvest Health and Recreation before TrueLeaf Cannabis bought it. I mean, that's the thing. What you should be buying quality, because quality is on sale. So you know what the big trend in this market is. It's up. You know there's a lot more to come. And there's going to be deals, especially with stocks so cheap. Cannabis stocks have been beaten down. Of course there's going to be more deals like this one where TrueLeaf just bought Harvest Health and Recreation. Spread a little money around. Get your fingers in some pies so you can at least have bragging rights when those things get bought out. I'm not saying put a lot of money to work, but you should have some in there, because this is a market that's probably going to have a really good year. It's just having a bad month right now.
Yeah, but that M&A, are you expecting more M&A in that sector? Because that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal, but there's a lot more to go. Just you wait and see. I mean, there's some, like, oh, God, I was looking at one in, like, Pennsylvania, and we have certain restrictions on, like, what we can buy and stuff, and, like, I speak to the guys who run our system, and like they say, that hasn't been listed long enough for you to recommend it. I'm there, but I swear to God, somebody's going to buy this thing out. You can just see it sitting there. It's such a freaking bargain. There are more bargains out there. So people should do their homework, you know, sharpen those pencils. And I think if you pick some things up now, you won't be sorry down the road.
All right, Sean, always great chatting with you, buddy. I know we jumped around to a couple different markets here, but hey, you cover all of them in your many newsletters. So if anybody wants any more information on any of the newsletters Sean writes, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. Sean, have a great rest of your week. We'll chat again in another couple weeks.
Sounds great. Have a good one.